愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们最近在读经的进度里面，要查考撒加利亚书。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule is on the book of Zacharias。
撒加利亚书跟哈该书都是在勉励以色列百姓重建圣殿。
Zechariah and also the book of Haggai are both encouraging the people of Israel to rebuild the temple.
那旧约的圣殿其实就是预表新约的教会。
The temple in the Old Testament prefigures the church in the New Testament.
那重建圣殿啊，就是重建教会。
Rebuilding the temple signifies rebuilding the church.
那撒加利亚书前面所讲的殿啊。是物质的殿。
The temple mentioned in the book of Zacharias, initially refers to the physical temple.
但是到了后来有很多的预言，那个就是属灵的。
But later there is a lot of spiritual, references to temples.
所以撒加利亚书有一部分呢是一个奥秘。
So there are portions of Zechariah that is considered mystery.
不容易了解。
Not easily understood.
但是重建神的殿哈，这个是撒加利亚书很重要的一个内容。
But rebuilding the temple of God is a very central message to Zacharias.
好，那我们先来看第一章的第三节，请。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 3. Therefore, say to the people, the Lord who rules over all says, Turn to me, says the Lord who rules over all, and I will turn to you, says the Lord who rules over all.
第四节。
For do not be like your ancestors, to whom the former prophets call out, saying, The Lord who rules over all says, Turn now from your evil wickedness, but they would by no means obey me, says the Lord.
以色列百姓被掳的时候，他们好像感觉到被神离弃了。
When the people of Israelites were exiled, they felt they were abandoned by God.
那为什么神会离弃他的百姓？
Now, why would God forsake his people?
第四节讲得很清楚。
Verse 4 tells us very clearly.
说他们的祖先呢，走的是恶道恶行。
That their ancestors have walked on evil ways and evil deeds.
神呼叫他们回头，他们也不顺从。
Though God called for them, but they refused to hear or heed God.
所以神就允许外邦把他们攻进，把他掳到巴比伦。
Thus God allowed the Gentiles to capture them and exile them to Babylon.
但是虽然在巴比伦
，even though they were situated in Babylon,
神对他们的爱没有改变。
But God's love toward the Israelites were unwavering.
所以在第二章第八节，请读。
In chapter 2, verse 8, it says, For thus says the Lord of hosts, He sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
这个地方神说，那摸你们的就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
The Lord says,Whoever touches you touches the apple of God's eye.
这个表示说，在神的眼中其实他们对以色列百姓的爱是没有改变的。
This tells us that actually God's love toward the Israelites never changed.
就是用这个方法来让他们懂得来思想回头。
But God is using this way in order to make them understand and reflect on turning back.
所以虽然那个是公义的。但是那个公义到最后还是要带回到神的恩典中，也是出于慈爱。
Even though God disciplined them out of righteousness, but ultimately it's because of His mercy and compassion that God intends on leading them back to the nation of Israel.
所以第三节说，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
So verse 3 says that if you turn back to God, then God will turn to you.
虽然人很微小。
Even though people are very minuscule,
人犯很多罪
and people are very sinful,
人跟神是不能相比的
and man cannot compare to God,
但是神对人的爱没有改变
but God has never changed his love toward people.
所以他说，你转向我，我就转向你们。
This is why the Lord says, return to me and I will return to you.
其实神在等待
Actually, God is waiting for us.
等待以色列百姓回转。
Is waiting for the Israelites to turn back.
那神就要再转回向他们。
And then God will return back to them.
那这个关系就正常了。
And then their relationship will be restored.
所以我们常常感觉到说，好像神人的关系哦，最难的是神。
We often feel as though the relationship between God and people, the hardest part resides with God.
因为神这么高，神这么大，谁能够改变神呢？
Because God is so high and mighty, who is able to change him?
好像我们跟神要建立关系，最大的困难是神。
It seems like the biggest obstacle in building a relationship with God is God Himself.
但是如果我们仔细看了，不是神。
But if we examine closely, that is not the case.
神已经讲很清楚啊，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
Because God makes it very clear here, if you return to me, I will return to you.
所以最困难是以色列百姓的回转。
So the most difficult part is the returning of the Israelites.
如果他们愿意回转，
if they are willing to return,
神愿意赦免。
Then God is willing to forgive.
神也愿意回转。
God is also willing to return.
那这关系就很好啊。
And then the relationship will be very good.
所以我们跟神的关系啊，最难是我们。
So our relationship with God, the hardest part is actually ourselves.
有时候说我们不知道我们到底错在哪里。
Oftentimes we don't even realize where we have erred.
那为什么我们不知道我们错在哪里？
Why is it that we don't know where we have made our mistake?
因为我们对神不认识。
Because we fail to understand God.
缺乏一面镜子。
We are lacking a spiritual mirror.
所以我们就看不清楚自己。
We cannot see ourselves clearly.
缺乏一个标准。
So we are lacking a standard.
所以我们就没有办法衡量自己。
We cannot evaluate ourselves clearly.
缺乏一道光照到我们心里的最深处。
We lack a stream of light to shine into the deepest part of our heart.
所以我们就看不到自己的黑暗。
So we cannot perceive the darkness of our heart.
这是第一个困难，不了解自己。
This is the first difficulty which we do not understand ourselves.
第二个困难就是我们虽然了解。
Second difficulty is even if we understand ourselves,
我们还是不愿意改变。
We are still unwilling to change.
这个就是罪性。
This is part of the sinful nature.
坚持自我。
For we are insistent on doing our will.
所以我们信主如果都没有体验到神，
As a Christian believer, if we never experience God in any way,
神没有问题，
the problem doesn't lie with God.
所以我们不要再检讨神不公义，神不公平。
So we should not judge or condemn God for being unrighteous or unjust.
那为什么很多人体会这么多神的恩典？
Why is it that so many people have experienced the grace of God?
那一定在他的生活当中啊，他有努力在回转向神。
There must be some part of those people who have been trying hard to return to God.
所以神才回转向他们。
This is why God returned and turned to them.
所以神，他们跟神就从神得到很多恩典。
Thus they are able to receive many grace from God.
所以如果信仰没有体验，
If we are lacking in spiritual experiences,
我们需要好好的检讨。
We have to really examine ourselves.
那改变我们自己。
To change ourselves.
这样我们的信仰就会变成活泼的。
In this way, our faith would become vibrant.
那虽然他们被掳。
Even though the people were exiled.
那我们现在看第一章。
Let's look at Zechariah 1.
十四节。
Verse 14. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, Proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal.
这里说，我为耶路撒冷、为锡安，心里极其火热。
The Lord says, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal.
其实那个时候，耶路撒冷已经被拆掉了。
By that time, actually, the city of Jerusalem was already in total disarray.
但是神为他们极其火热。
But God was very zealous for them.
那既然神的心对他们火热，所以十六节。
Since God's heart is still zealous for them, it says in verse 16.
神说他要回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，他们要重建殿。
The Lord says, I'm returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built on it.
神的恩典还会再降临。
For God's mercy will return.
那到后来，我们就可以看到耶路撒冷一幅美妙的图画。
And later on, we can see a very beautiful picture emerge for Jerusalem.
Jerusalem 就是指教会。
Jerusalem signifies church.
所以我们对教会一定是乐观的。
So we should always be optimistic concerning church.
有时候我们常常听人讲，哦，教会如果不怎样不怎样啊，教会会好像一个公司会倒闭会垮台。
We often hear of a complainer saying if the church doesn't take this or that action, then like a corporation that goes bankrupt, a church will also bankrupt.
这是因为没有从圣经来看。
This is because we do not see it from the biblical perspective.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
怎么有可能垮台呢？
How can it possibly go bankrupt?
神对教会有很美妙的计划。
God has very wonderful plan intended for the church.
哦，所以这个教会是神的，神负责到底。
Since the church is the body of Christ, He will take full responsibility.
好像那个殿虽然被拆到平地，到最后还是建起来。
Just like the temple in Jerusalem, though it was razed to the ground, but eventually it was rebuilt.
所以神的旨意会一步一步实现。
So the will of God will be revealed step by step.
所以教会一定会复兴。
And the church would definitely be resurrected.
所以我们不要把公司的模式、社会的模式套到教会来看教会，这是不同的。
So we should not use the model existing in the society or among the corporations to place upon the church itself because it's different.
因为教会是主的身体。
For church is the body of our Lord.
是主耶稣，是属于主耶稣的。
And it belongs to Lord Jesus.
既然这样，我们就知道这是乐观的。
And since this is the case, so we have to remain optimistic.
好，那教会的荣耀在哪里？
Where does the glory of the church lie?
我们看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5. For I...says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
这里说我要做耶路撒冷视为的火城。
The Lord says, I will be a wall of fire all around Jerusalem.
这个火城就是神的保守，神的保护。
This wall of fire represents the protection of God.
好像神的百姓出埃及，埃及的追兵追到的时候，用云柱、火柱把它挡住来保护他们。
Just like when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, God used the pillar of cloud and fire to protect them from the Egyptian army.
那接下去说，神要做其中的荣耀。
It goes on to say that God will be the glory in her midst.
所以这个教会的荣耀不在乎建筑物。
So the glory of a church is not dependent on the grandeur of the buildings.
有好的建筑物，这是神的恩典。
Having beautiful buildings is the grace of God.
但是教会的荣耀重点不是建筑物。
But the glory of a church does not depend on the grandeur of a building.
那教会的荣耀也不在乎里面有什么社会的名流。
And the glory of the church doesn't depend on whether the congregation has some famous people.
那是社会的团体，是社团。
For that belongs to a social circle.
是属地上的。
It belongs to the earth.
所以如果有社会的名流，就给这个团体变成很有分量。
And if there is a famous personality amongst the congregation, then that will lend that group to be very powerful.
但是对教会来讲，
But speaking from a church perspective,
在地上有什么名望，对教会是没有影响的。
Whether or not the church is very famous really has no impact on the church.
那倒过来，我们也不需要到教会来寻求我们一些人在社会上想要寻求的。
Conversely, we should not go into the church expecting to find things that people of the society usually look after.
要人肯定，要得到人的荣耀。
For instance, looking for affirmation of other people and looking for praises from others.
这个都是社会的事情。
For these are all matters belonging to the society.
那我们来教会做什么？
And what's the point of coming to church?
如果能够被神肯定，这个就都够了。
If God can confirm and affirm our presence, then that is adequate.
这个就是我们的目标。
For this is our sole purpose.
所以我们在加入教会跟加入社会的团体是绝对不一样的。
So the body of Christ is definitely different from the group in the societies.
那教会的荣耀在乎神的同在。
For the glory of a church depends on God's abidance.
这是在第二章里面我们可以看得出来的。
This is a central message in chapter 2.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord.
11.
Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
啊，这个地方啊说，西安啊，应当欢喜歌唱。
Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion.
为什么？
Why?
我要住在你的中间。
For behold, I'm coming, and I will dwell in your midst.
所以这个教会哦，让人得到喜乐哦，是一个人喜乐的来源。
So we can see how a church can be a factor in how a person becomes joyful.
那这个喜乐来源从哪里？
And where does this rejoicing come about?
说因为我来要住在你中间。
Says, for God is coming and we will dwell in our midst.
说一个有神同在的教会。
When a church has the God's abidance.
我们来了不想走，走了很想回来。
And if we come and we wouldn't want to leave, and once we come here, there's no sense in leaving.
我们真的在有一些教会有一段时间，神真的在同工的时候，信徒舍不得离开教会。
When God is working mightily in the church, you can see that the membership will never wish to depart.
啊，然后离开了，很想到教会来。
And even those who departed will want long to return.
你要想到底什么在吸引人？
And you wonder, what exactly is the attraction?
有的教会的建筑其实也很旧了。
In certain churches, they have very old, beat up buildings.
那里面的人都是社会上很普通的人。
And the congregation itself is just average people.
但是人来了不想走，走了很想回来。
But people who left really want to come back, and those who are here want to remain.
来到教会很喜乐。
For they are very joyful when they come to church.
那个原因就是因为神的同在。
And the reason is because of God's abidance.
所以这个就是我们追求的目标。
This is the whole point in pursuing after God.
要追求神的同在，教会就有吸引力。
If we pursue for God's abidance, then our church will have attractions.
好，我们现在再来看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
的十三节。
Verse 13. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation.
这里说，凡有血气在神面前要静默无声。
It says, be silent, all flesh.
因为他兴起从圣所出来。
Before the Lord, for he is roused from his holy habitation.
所以当神同在。
When the Lord abides with us.
我们在神的面前，就静默无声。
Then we will remain silent in his presence.
我们就发现，这个里面就很平静，很平稳，很平安。
We will discover that there is a tranquility and peace and quiet in the congregation.
因为，住在至高者的隐秘处，就是住在全能者的印下。
Because we are hidden in the almighty power of God, so we are hidden inside of him. We're under his shadow.
那至高者的隐秘处在哪里？
Where is the hidden place of the almighty?
第一个就是在天国。
First of all, it's in heaven.
到天国就是神能力完全的保守。
When we go to heaven, that's where God's power will completely protect us.
第二个就是在教会里面。
And second is in the church itself.
教会有神同在，所以我们没有忧愁，没有害怕。
The church has the abundance of God, so we have no worry and we are not afraid.
所以来到教会就很平安了。
So when we come to church, we enjoy peace and quiet.
好，我们现在跳到第八章。
Let's go to chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter
8. 第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor I am zealous for her.
这里说我为锡安心里极其火热。
I am zealous for Zion with great zeal.
虽然那个圣城圣殿还没有建好。
Even though the temple hadn't been rebuilt yet.
但是神的心极其火热。
But God's heart is filled with great fervor.
所以时间到了，神感动当时大力乌王，就让他们回来重建圣殿。
When the time was right, the Lord touched the heart of the king to allow them, the Israelites, to return.
Yeah.
Cyrus, King Cyrus.
后来又感动他们继续回来把它盖好。
And later, God continued his movement so that his people could return and finish building of the temple.
所以看起来好像教会在复兴日人在主导。
So it would seem on the surface that the prosperity of the church depends on human acts.
其实是神的心极其火热。
But in fact, it's because the Lord's heart is extremely zealous.
然 好，那我们现在看第八章的最后一节。
Let's read chapter 8, last verse.
我们看23节。
Verse 23, Thus says the Lord of hosts, In those days, 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
这个地方说有十个从列国诸族出来，这个就不是犹太人了。
It says in those days, 10 men from every language of the nation, that these are non-Jews.
然后拉住一个犹太人。
And they shall grasp the sleeves of a Jewish man.
就是神的选民。
The chosen people of God.
也就是神的王子。
And the prince of God.
说我们要与你同去。
Saying, let us go with you.
去哪里？
Where?
去耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.
不是这个犹太人邀他的，是他们拉住这个犹太人说：“我们要跟你同去。”
It wasn't by the Jewish invitation, but rather the people voluntarily grabbed the sleeve of the a Jew.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们听见神与你同在啊。
For they have heard that God is with you.
所以这里就可以让我们知道啊，教会如果很清楚神的同在。
From here, we can understand that if a church has a very visible abidance of God,
很多慕道者很愿意来。
Then many true seekers will be more than happy to come.
因为他在这里可以来感受神。
Because in this very place, they can experience God.
所以我们教会的目标就是要追求神的同在。
So the goal of a church is that we pursue for God's abidance.
因此我们来到教会。
As we come to church,
当然人跟人有团契。
Of course, we have fellowship among people.
但是最重要的，我们来到教会是跟神建立更好的关系。
But the most important thing is that we build a better relationship with God.
那我们整体教会追求的方向就是追求神的同在。
So the entire direction of a church's pursuit is to pursue for the abidance of God.
那这个教会很有吸引力。
Then this church will become very attractive.
好，那我们现在再来看，从第八章来看，这个神所同在的教会有几个很重要的表现。
So from chapter 8, let's study some of the special characteristics of a church that has God's abidance.
好，我们先来看第八章的第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
一直到第五节。
To verse 5. Thus says the Lord of hosts, all men and all women shall Again, sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets.
在耶路撒冷，我们可以看到年纪老迈的然后年轻的都是在一起的。
In Jerusalem, you can see old elderly people as well as the young are together.
那在其他的先知书里面包括也有提到说以赛亚书豺狼跟绵羊。都可以同居。
In other prophetic books, including Isaiah, saying that both the wolves and the sheep will coexist together.
这个就是在描写教会的融洽跟合一。
This describes the harmony and the unity within the church.
各种不同年纪的人。
Regardless of the age.
虽然年纪不同，以现在来讲，有想法的不同。
And with a different age, of course, comes with different thinking.
小孩子被人看成不懂事。
The younger people are considered immature.
老年人就被看成他已经好像没有什么作用。
The elderly folks are considered useless.
但是这是社会上的看法。
But these are perspective from a society.
但是在神的教会里面。
However, in the church of God,
这些都是神的圣民。
All of these people are considered the holy citizens.
都是值得我们。值得我们去爱、去关心的。
And they all deserve our love and concern.
还有不同的个性。
And also different characteristics, different personalities.
有的没有信主前好像毒蛇。
Some people before they come to God are like vipers.
有的好像猛兽。
Or wild beasts.
有的好像狮子、豺狼。
And some are like lions or wolves.
在主的改变之下，都有成长。
But with God's transformation, they grow.
然后。在教会就能够很和睦的同居。
And they are able to coexist in harmony and love with others.
这是我们在追求的目标。
This is the goal that we all try to attain.
大家不管是谁，大家在教会都能够很和睦、很和平的共存。
that no matter who we are, what kind of personalities we have, we can all pursue for coexisting in harmony and peace.
啊，那这样才证明神跟我们同在。
In this way, we can prove that God's abidance is with us.
我们看第八章的第八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and righteousness.
啊，这个地方说，神要住在耶路撒冷。
God will dwell in Jerusalem.
然后这些人做神的子民，神要做他们的神。
These people will become God's citizens, and God will become their God.
那下面都凭诚实跟公义。
And in truth and righteousness.
哦，所以在教会里面哦，人跟神的关系是建立在诚实跟公义上。
And in the body of Christ, a person must build his relationship based on truth and righteousness with God.
这个诚实就是没有虚假。
Truth means that there is no deception.
哦，所以箴言里面说，求神不要让虚假跟谎言远离我，慈爱跟诚实远离我。
Proverbs says that do not let truth and love depart from me.
哦，所以这个教会的有神同在一个特色就是大家很实在，没有虚假。
When God abides with the church, you can see very clearly that it's everyone will behave in truth and without deception.
哦，那在社会上啊，真真假假我们也搞不清楚。
When in a society, you really it's very hard to tell whether it's true or false.
哦，那下面是公义。
Truth and righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
哦，就是神看为对的，就是公义。
What God considers to be right is righteousness.
哦，所以在教会里面，我们注重的啊，对自己的要求就是在神面前有公义。
So we have to demand ourselves while as the body in the church.That we need to exercise in righteousness.
啊，那这公义不是要求别人，是对自己的要求。
This demand of righteousness is not toward others, but toward ourselves.
对别人是好怜悯，对自己是行公义。
To others, we show mercy and compassion. To ourselves, we show truth and righteousness.
所以神同在的地方是公义的。
So wherever God exists, there will be truth and righteousness.
好，那我们现在来看啊，从第九节开始。
Let's read from verse 9.
这个第九节开始就在提到以色列百姓重新得到神的恩典。
Beginning from verse 9, it tells that the Israelites once again received the favor from God.
好，我们看第十节。
And verse 10. For before these days, there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in, for I set all men, everyone against his neighbor.
十一节。
11, but now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. 12, for the sea shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all of this. 13, and it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong.
这个第九节到十三节在讲啊，那个殿哈还荒废没有建的时候，没有体会到神的恩典。
Verse 9 to 13 tells of the paints a picture of before the temple was rebuilt. Desolation.
哦，种得多，收得少。
And though they planted many, but they reap few.
那装到裤袋破一个洞。
And when they placed into their pocket, there was a hole.
那现在大家努力建殿了。
But now, as everyone work hard to rebuild the temple,
神就祝福他们。
God bless these people.
必有出产。
So that there is great harvest.
而且收的能够实际能够抓得住。
And that they are able to retain their harvest.
就让人能够。活在神丰满的恩典，很喜乐。
So the people can live in abundance and under God's great favor.
所以这个我们大家来建设这个教会。
As everyone work hard to build this church.
我们本身在生活中会蒙福。
All of us will be blessed by God even in our everyday life.
这个真的很奇妙啊。
This is quite miraculous.
有时候我们常常觉得说哦，就要花更多的工作，更多的时间去工作。
Sometimes we feel when we work hard, spend more time to work.
要得到上司的赏识。
In order to gain the favor from our superiors.
当然这样工作才保得住。
So that we can keep our job.
那当然我们要尽我们力量去做，这没有错。
So naturally, there is nothing wrong in working hard to the best of our ability.
但是如果我们用一部分的时间来关心教会。
However, if we dedicate a portion of our time to show care and concern for the church,
让圣工能够兴旺
to prosper the sacred work in church,
我们在工作的场合里面，神感动我们的老板，工作就保得很住啊。
And then, God will bless us even outside of church when we are working in our job. Our God will move our boss to show favor to us.
这个教会好像跟工作没有关系但是从圣经跟体验来看，实在是有关系。
It seems like the church has nothing to do with our job, but actually, from the experience described in the Bible, they have to do. They are related to each other.
因为圣殿一盖好，你看他们就有收成。
Because we see once the temple was rebuilt, they reap harvests.
今天那个收成在哪里？就是我们的工作。
Today, what do those harvests translate to? It is our jobs.
所以我们信主的人应该是。心里有神的恩典就没有重担。
So as a believer in God, we need to trust in God so that there is no burdens and worry free.
那我们再看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
从十八节到十九节。
Verse 18 and 19. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the feast of the fourth month,The fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, love truth and peace.
本来禁食的是刻苦己心的日子。
Originally, fasting is an arduous and painful days.
那在圣殿还没有盖以前他们禁食也好像没有什么功效。
And before the temple was rebuilt, their fasting went without any kind of effect.
那现在圣殿盖好了。
But now that the temple was rebuilt,
禁食的日子就变成欢喜快乐的日子。
The days of fasting now become joy and gladness.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们的禁食，神愿意听。
Because God is willing to hear our fasting.
那为什么神愿意听？
Why is God willing to listen now?
因为我们有爱神的心。
Because now we have the love.Toward God.
所以这个禁食不是外表一种形式一种交代。
So fasting is not merely an outward ceremonial ritual.
你有没有禁食？有。
Have you fasted? Yes.
联合会以前有没有禁食？有。
Did you fast before the spiritual convocation? Yes.
那这一种是外表对人的一个交代。
And if we only do that, then this is just fulfilling our duties to people.
这样的禁食有时候很痛苦，也没有什么体验。
This kind of fasting is very painful, and you don't gain much from it.
但是如果从心里面，是因为我爱神。
But if we do so out of our inner heart because of our love for God,
我爱教会。
And we love church.
有爱就有神。
And once we love God, then we will see some sort of a.
因为神就是爱嘛。
We will see God because God is love.
所以这不只是外表，不是说外表对人有交代，是从心里面我爱神。
So this is no longer just fulfilling our duty to people, but rather because our love for God.
那我们祷告，神就会听。
Then God will listen to our prayer.
我们就看到圣工会兴旺，我们本身会蒙福。
God will answer our prayer by blessing the prosperity in the sacred work. Because we are under His favor. And now we'll be joyful and glad.
So this 欢喜快乐不只是说教会圣工的兴旺。
Joy and gladness is not completely limited to the prosperity of church work.
也包括我们在生活中蒙福。
But also includes when we are blessed in our everyday life.
那因为有这样的体验
And once we have this kind of experiences,
所以很多人看到神跟我们同在。
A lot of people can see with their own eyes that God abides with us.
他也很愿意跟我们来。
Then they are more than willing to accompany us to God.
因为我们拜的神确实是好的。
Because the God that we worship truly is wonderful.
在我们生活当中，确实让他们能够看出来拜神是好的。
And other people can see that truly worshiping God is a good thing.
所以他们也想来。
And thus, they are also more than happy to come.
神就得到荣耀了。
And God's name will be glorified.
所以从以赛亚书里面，我们可以学习一些属灵的教训。
So from this book, we are able to learn some spiritual teachings.
来唱诗。
Sing him.
454.
454. It's coming to an end.
这是让我们是数算神恩典的日子。
This is a day in which we can recount God's blessings.
我们越数算神恩典，就充满着感恩。
The more we count God's blessings, the more thankful we will be.
充满着喜乐。
We'll be filled with great joy.
神真是好的。
That God truly is good.
当我们跟别人在分享这些恩典。
When we share our grace with others.
也让能够他们能够感受到，敬拜神确实是好的。
And other people can also sense that it is good to believe in God.
所以有一天当他有需要，他一定会说，我很想跟你去教会。
So one day when the need arises, they will say,I'm willing to come with you to church.
所以在新的一年，我们要追求神跟我们同在。
So in this new year, we have to pursue for God's abidance with us.
让我们的生活中有神的恩典。
So that our daily lives can demonstrate God's great love.
有神的见证。
And to have God's testimony.
这些恩典见证就能够荣耀神，也能够吸引人。
So all this grace and the testimonies of God can help us attract other people to Christ.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
一起祈祷。
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。